Hello, Abe.
Yes, this is.
Abe, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash from the Google Guaranteed Department. You clicked on something in your dashboard indicating you wanted information on paid ads.
What was this for, Google?
Okay, so I'm with Local Splash, your current marketing company.
Right.
Okay, and you clicked on something in your dashboard for Google Guarantee for paid ads. So I was reading the notes, and it looks like IA has been talking with you, and you were waiting for something to happen with your GBP, and you were interested in Google Guaranteed, but you, in the meantime, you clicked on something, and when you click on that, it triggers a phone call from me. So my job is to call and go over program details with you if you're interested.
So you're, let me get this straight, you're from the Local Splash?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct,
I'm
from the Local Splash team, yes.
Okay, so I need to ask you some questions here. I'm on it right now.
Oh, okay.
And I was just kind of going over everything and trying to figure this out.
Yeah, so I'm from the Google Guarantee Department.
Okay, so you can help me out with this, right?
To the best of my ability. Yes, sir. To the best of my ability. I may not have all the answers because I'm not a client support specialist, but I do pretty good. How can I help you?
Okay. So on the leads, I'm on leads right now. Okay. And it says, can you see what I'm looking at or no?
No, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell me what you're looking at.
I'm looking on the leads. It says leads on top.
Mm-hmm. In the back of your dashboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there.
Well, what things that I'm kind of curious on is where to go with to everything.
Okay. I see where it says leads, and it when you hover over it, it has 109.
Correct.
Okay.
No, 179.
176 is local leads. That's different. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't see that. See a 179.
Okay.
Leads. Okay, so when I click on that, that would bring me even the old ones that are like last month, I think, I want to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how do I get out of there so I can know that I already did them? You know what I mean?
Like, how do you take them off there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that you can take them off there because it's a tracking system. So that's why it's in there, is to track all of those. You have the ability. Are you on a computer or are you on a cell phone?
I'm on my laptop.
Your laptop. Perfect. Okay. So you do have the ability where there's like a calendar and it says all time under the export log. You can look and see how many leads in the last 7 days, last 30 days, last 3 months, 6 months, or the all time. Or you can do a custom range, like say you want to do the last 45 days or something along those lines. But you're never going to be able to get rid of this because this is the tracking system. So this is gives you the results of what's been produced by the advertisement that we've done for you.
Okay. And the calls and everything are the same way? I mean...
Yes, so all the all those calls are recorded. So this is a call recording system here, call tracking system that's in place, and that's why you see all of these, like, where we were able to connect the content. It'll say, like, I just called you. My address is 8 Spinnaker Way, Chico, California, different things. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, so, just use Sarah, for instance, on top. She's got her name, her phone number, her email address,
correct,
and her address. Correct. Okay, so where do I see or what do I push to find out that I already done her? Or how do I mark off that she's been done?
I don't know. I can try to ask client support if there's any way for that, but to my knowledge, there's no way to mark it off, like that you've already done her or taken care of her. She's not coming through as a new lead continually, right? Like they're not pinging you and letting you know.
I'm saying when I do the yard, when I do this client,
mm-hmm.
he's already done.
Okay.
So how do I put it on here saying that I already done her? She's already taken care of.
There's no way to do that, sir. Again, this is a tracking system, so this is going to be a record of everything that Local Splash has done for you. So this is like a reporting system for you to be able to go back in and track information. There's no way to take her off, mark her off, click that you've already served her, any of those sorts of things. But this is what this tracking system is intended to do.
Okay. And this is the backside of my webpage.
This is the tracking and reporting system. So this, what this does is this gives you the reporting. So reporting via keywords, it's going to give you, when you click on local leads, so this is all the phone numbers and calls that have come directly to you since you've been with us. It also goes ahead and includes like all the listings that you're listed through and the different placements there, the profile actions.
Where do I see all that at? How do I get to all that?
Okay. So if you click on 45 listings.
45 listings. Where's that at?
It's right below. So you see where it says 176 local leads. Do you see where it says 309 total result?
No, I don't.
Okay. From the home screen of your Local Splash dashboard, so it's my.localsplash.com/home is what it should say in the search bar. Up at the very top, like where you would punch in a Google search bar, search term.
Okay.
Okay, so my.localsplash.com and then the /home.
Okay, hit that.
Yeah. Now, it should populate, and at the very top, it should say Local Splash Advanced Reporting Beta. Then below that, it will say Lawn Care Chico, California, with a drop-down, export, all time. You'll see your logo. It'll say Results 309. Does that all sound familiar?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So when you scroll down below 309, which is going to give you your total results of everything since you started with us, 45 listings is below 309. If you click on the 45 listings, it's going to show you all of the directories that you've been submitted to and have profiles with through Local Splash.
So this is where this area right here is where I get all the information that people send me and you send me, correct?
Yes, a lot of it. Yes, you can. Absolutely. A lot of it is definitely done here. The rest is done via text and actual phone call and any emails that you're sent. But yes, sir, this is like if you click the three lines in the upper right-hand corner, it's going to give you a drop-down. You're going to be able to see quite a few different things.
Oh, okay.
You see where I got how I got different, why I was saying different numbers than you now?
Right. Okay, I didn't see all this. Okay,
yeah.
It says site. That's the front of my book, the front of the web, my webpage.
Say that again for me.
When I hit the website under mm-hmm. leads, mm-hmm. does that bring me to my website page?
It brings you to the analytics of your website page. So you've had 6 total activities in the past 6 months. Mine shows 27 for the total time. It tells you the different actions that have been taken. So, I found out how to click responded or not responded. Okay. Did you click the website? Click below. Okay. Click that. And now it should say 27 total activities. It should say leads by source. Do you see that?
Leads by source.
Mm-hmm. Do you see where it says 27 total activities?
27 activities. Where is that?
It's bright big blue tiles.
Okay, I didn't go down far enough.
Okay, no, you should. Okay, so up at the very top of the search bar.
What's that?
I'm going to take you in a different way. So at the very top of the search bar, put in my.localsplash.com/website.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now tell me what you see.
I see total activity 6.
Okay. Okay.
Source,
so what I want you to do is go all the way to the right. Do you see where it has the tiny little calendar that says all, it'll say like last 6 months? Click the drop down and put all time.
All time, okay.
Now it should say 27.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, now scroll down below the 27.
Uh-huh.
So look, if you click, do you see the little flag where it says not responded?
Right.
If you click that little flag, it's going to click responded.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you were looking for, right?
Right.
Yay, we did it.
That way I can go back. Oh, okay, I see now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even, we kind of discovered that one together. Like I said, I know a lot. I don't know everything.
Okay. Well, you know more than I do.
Well, that's the goal. I am supposed to know more than you know.
Okay. It says website URL.
Yes, that's your actual website domain. So that's your real website, and that's how it shows to people. When you click on the website URL and you click View Website, it's going to take you to the website, okay?
Which is what the people see, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when I have, like, say I guess you guys are going to do Facebook web time too, right?
Well, it depends on which package you upgrade to. Right now, you only have hosting with us for the website. You don't have anything else, so we're not working on anything else. But, yeah, we can. It just depends on what you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I have people or how do I say it, look for my website or mm-hmm. connect my – well, you guys are going to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Text something to my website, mm-hmm. like Facebook or something, and I mm-hmm. use this mm-hmm. this website URL.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that's just Abe Galvin or abesyardcleanup.com. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I don't have to, mm-hmm. I don't have to put any slashes or anything.
No.
Okay. Okay, and what was the other one? And Google is supposed to get on everything too for the ads. Huh? And
okay. So it looks like I'm just taking a look around here. Okay. So I'm taking a look at everything. Okay. You started with us a year and a half ago, and you started with the very smallest package that we had at that point in time, which was a Google local listing. Okay. And then, which is the Google local map. So we did the verification and that for you. For the Google Business Profile, plus we programmed you into the top 60 directories. We created you the custom website design. Then at some point you decided, which I haven't dug through all the notes because there's a year and a half worth of notes, so please just bear with me. At some point you decided to go with only hosting, and you chose not to use the actual like promotion that we do, like the programming that is what brings you new clients. Yet you still saw a fair amount of success with this program because you signed up with us almost 2 years ago. In March, it'll be 2 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. The thing is I either spaced or I didn't understand.
Okay.
That you guys did the same thing as Home Advisor.
No, we don't do the same thing, honey. We do two totally different things.
Well,
but I understand what you're saying. Okay, I understand how you feel that way or why you think that way. So let me explain the difference to you. Okay,
just a minute before you do that.
Okay.
Is doing it this other way mm-hmm. and taking off Angie's leads, would that give me the same amount or if not more customers? If I just drop Angie's leads.
Okay, if you drop Angie's leads, then you're still going to need, are they bringing in a good amount of clients, Abe?
Last couple months, no, because I've been having trouble with them charging me before I even get to my clients. You see what I mean?
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, and how much are they charging you?
Anywhere between $25 and $60.
Okay. So the program that we have available to you that is a lead program is so much better. It's like a million times better. Your leads are only $13.33.
Okay. All of them.
All of them. Doesn't matter. All of them.
That's what I'm saying. Is it almost same as Angie's?
Well, the program you had with us is different than the program that I'm telling you about now. So the program I'm telling you about now is called Google Guarantee, and it's a leads program. So let me explain a couple things to you, Abe. So my company, Local Splash, we've been around for 18 years. We've been serving Google as a premier partner for many, many years. So Google has different programs and different packages. And we're, as a premier partner to them, we're able to advertise and sell each different program that Google has to offer the public. So the program you had before was only the local map listing and the directories. It was called like a local program. So it serves that Google business profile. And that's great. It's a great source. And it's been good to you because you've still gotten quite a few leads, okay? However, what you're looking at now is Google Guarantee. So it is comparable in respect that, to Angie's, in respect that it's a lead service. But everything that you don't like about Angie's, the fluctuating lead cost, no lead exclusivity, having to share the leads with your competitors, having to chase the leads down, whether or not you get the job, having to pay for the lead, all of those things have been made right with Google Guarantee because Google themselves put together this package for Google Guarantee for clients like yourself to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Because as you can imagine, Google hears the chief complaints of all the people dealing with Angie's Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all the different pay-per-lead services. Google hears all of that. So they hear all of those chief complaints. And what they've done is they've created a program to trump that where lead cost is locked in. You don't share leads. You have lead exclusivity. The client calls you. You don't have to chase the client down. And you only pay for qualified leads.
Right. Okay. And what's this all cost at the end of the...
Yeah. So there's a few different pieces here to even see if you qualify for this. Do you have business license and insurance?
I sure do.
Do you have lawn care provider license in California?
What do you mean by that?
So it's a specific license. It's a California State Maintenance Gardener Business License.
I do not think so.
What type of license do you have for the company?
I got a business license to do business as.
Do business at DBA? Okay. All right. That very well should work. Okay. And then you have insurance for the company?
Yes.
Can you pass a background check?
What do you mean?
If they do a background check on you, do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
Oh, no. I can pass it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So then those qualifications...
Well, I passed it for Angie's list, so I mean, everything should be good.
Okay, So Google conducts their own because it's different. So there's a $250 application fee that's paid up front that's absolutely non-refundable. The application fee goes to get you and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate Google Guarantee certified. The entire process for Google Guarantee certification and application. Go ahead.
Just a minute. I'm sorry. You said it's $200 a person or $200 for... two people that I have.
$250 for as many people as are in the company. It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
It's only and one time fee. So, it doesn't matter if you have 50 employees. There's never an extra charge.
Okay, so every time I hire somebody, would they have to go through to check?
Well, they don't have to, and I personally wouldn't recommend it unless you absolutely really want that. Okay? So the reason I say that is because, you know, employees come and go. Okay? they come and go, and you can't always, like, be 100% sure of if they're going to be able to pass the background check or what the situation is, because they have to have license, social security number in the U.S. They also have to have,
right,
be able to pass the background check. So there's a number of reasons why I wouldn't put them on there. Plus, who's to say that they're going to be, stay a representative of the company? And are they,
right,
really going out and bidding the jobs? No, that's probably usually you, or you have a foreman that takes care of that, right? Not just your day-to-day employees?
No, not yet. It's just me doing it.
Okay, so then no, I would leave them off, unless it's like your wife or somebody who's associated with the company, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
$250
application fee. Now, that goes ahead. That gets everything processed. It takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks for application to be completely processed. Once your Google guarantee approves, what happens, Abe, is Google, we're going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for these services, and that is going to be $174. Okay?
To have them do all this, Sandy.
No. $174 is going to go for the, that's going to be your minimum monthly budget. So what that means is that you have 13 Google guaranteed leads within that $174 budget. Okay, that's going to give you 13 leads in a month. You can go ahead and increase that or decrease that, because your lead cost is only $13.33. Okay?
Okay. So every lead up to, I can get leads all the way up to $174 at $13.
You can get 13 leads. So the way it's going to break down is approximately three leads a week. Okay?
Okay.
And those leads are going to be at $13.33 per lead. Now, you can increase. Say you want to take more leads on, Abe. Say you want to take all 13 in the first month. That's fine. And you could replenish the budget whenever you see fit. But if you go through all 13 leads in the month, then it's going to automatically renew at the $174 budget. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this, the other thing is that you're not charged for unqualified leads. So what Google does is, once you're assigned as a Google Guarantee partner, you're assigned a Google call tracking phone number. The Google call tracking phone number is going to record all the phone calls coming in on that recorded line. So for example, if you receive a call that's sales or solicitation call, it's not a live human being, it's a robocall, you're not charged. If you get a call where somebody is seeking employment with your company, that's not a valid lead. You're not charged. If somebody calls asking for a service that you don't provide and it's not listed on your Google Guarantee profile, you're not charged. If they call searching for a service and you decline the job because it's outside of the service radius listed on your Google Guarantee profile, you're not charged. So the only two reasons that you're actually charged for a lead is if you give estimate over the phone or you set appointment with the client. Those are considered valid leads. And Google has those calls recorded through the call tracking system in order to ensure lead authenticity. It's an added form of protection for you as well as for them, because Google is acting as a partner to your company once you've been Google Guarantee provided. They're saying, hey, Abe's is a top-notch lawn care and yard cleanup company. We recommend them. So much so that they put the badge on there, and they're willing to back you with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Okay,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You have a question. I want to hear it.
Okay, so where would I go to get, what's that called? Can't think of the darn name. Where I go to get the clients to say something good, I guess.
Oh, the reviews. So we help with the reviews. We help with that. We have a, I can send you a tiny URL right now for your company. We can go ahead and export it so that your clients can leave 5-star reviews, because we're going to need a couple of 5-star reviews in order to get this set up already. Okay. So the thing is we want to promote that 150%. We want to make sure that that is absolutely in place. Okay.
Alrighty. So instead of hitting this, it says not responded or, reviews, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hit reviews on the customer,
mm-hmm.
then it goes to you and you
no.
send them.
When you hit reviews and then you hit the review tab within the dashboard, right?
Right.
Okay, so now it should say 0 reviews, reviews over time, request review. Do you see that?
Wait, okay. I got to go back, I guess. Oh, shoot. Okay, now I'm... okay, now see what do I see?
Okay, do you see where it says my Delt? Okay, so at the top it should say mydeltlocalsplash.com/reviews. To make sure we're in the same place in the search bar.
Active reporting. Local splash active reporting.
Advanced reporting. Okay, and then did you, okay, so below that, does it say total reviews 0?
Results.
Okay.
No, I'm back on the first.
Okay, click the 3 lines in the right-hand corner.
Okay, 3 lines. There we go.
And then it should say home, leads, website, listings. Go down to reviews.
Okay, so every time I look for something that I want to go to, like leads or mm-hmm. the listings, anything, mm-hmm. I click the 3 lines.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I didn't. And then I go back. Or how do I get back to this when I'm looking at something? Just hit back.
Yeah.
Or go to the front page and then.
You could do it either way.
Oh, because I didn't see the 3 lines. I didn't see the 3 lines in there.
Oh, it may be because you're looking from a laptop and I'm on a PC. It might be a tiny bit different.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if I. None of this says Google's ad and all that. I can't do nothing there until I talk to them and set things up.
You can talk to, I can set the Google ads and all that up if that's the type of package that you want. That's not a problem. But what I want to show you is the reviews. So go down below Google ads and click reviews.
Let's see. I did something. I messed it up. All the way down. All the way down to where?
Reviews.
Reviews. It says 0.
Okay, cool. So go over to where it says request review.
Over where? What do you mean?
Okay. So it says 0 reviews, right?
Correct.
Reviews over time, no data to display, correct?
Reviews.
It says reviews over time, no data to display. The tile right next to 0 reviews, right?
No.
Okay. From the very top of the page down, it should say Lawn Care Chico, California. Then over, it should say Export. It should have a clock. It should say Request Reviews. Do you see that?
Or and a clock?
Yeah, a tiny little clock. Click here to get the review request history.
Export. Hit Export and then hit?
You shouldn't have to click export. Right over from export, it says request review.
Rescue.
Okay. What is your Gmail account? I'm going to try to send you a meeting link so we can meet. Is it this abegalvin44@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me see if you receive this right now. Okay, so I just sent you a Google chat. Did you receive that?
Free trial?
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how I can meet to show you this because I have no other way. I'm like trying to use Google Meets to show you this. Hold on.
Okay, so local leads. Adults.
Yeah, I there's a way for you to request reviews directly from the dashboard, so that you can get the reviews up, and that's going to help you a lot.
Okay, reviews. I think I know what you're talking about. I hope this is. Okay, it says total reviews 0.
Yeah, then directly next to it, it should say reviews over time, no data to display.
Yeah, and then there's okay. a clock.
Okay, look above that where it says request review. Do you see that?
Review.
Request review, where you can request a review, okay. And then it opens up and it says customer name, customer phone number, customer email.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Click on that, and then you can put in your customer's information. You can put in your sister, your mother, your brother, your wife, your cousin, your anybody's phone number, anybody's information in there. As long as they have a Gmail account, you can put that information in there. And then it's going to send them a link to your reviews on Google so they can go on and leave you a review.
Okay. Oh, okay. That sounds logical here. And another thing, how would I, let's see, business information, how would I send somebody invoice, things like that?
You don't send invoices from the system.
But there's a program that you guys have, right, on the next thing up?
I've never heard of a program that sends people invoices, not with our company.
Okay. I thought it was something that we could do. Okay. Well, you taught me a lot just now. So.
I'm so glad.
Well, you can go take your Tylenol now.
Oh, I don't need to take my Tylenol, but are you going to get the Google Guarantee program?
Yeah, eventually. Right now, my banking account is going backwards. I that's why I'm trying to get all this together.
Okay.
So I'm going to cancel Angie's leads and try to put more effort into this website and try to learn it more instead of ignoring it like I've been doing the last 2 years.
Well, this is the thing, is you have a great-looking website, but it has no placement. It's attached to your Google listing, but it has no placement because you cut out the advertising with this company. So it's literally just a website in the middle of nowhere, and it has still gotten great results. Okay?
Right.
I can see the leads. I can see how many times we've sent you leads, and I can still see the progress. So if you're looking for the best bang for your buck, Google Guaranteed is going to be it hands down. Google Guaranteed is like the cure to cancer for leads.
Right. Okay, do me a favor. you can.
Okay.
Give me a price or for Google. I know I have to talk to Google and everything, but
talk to Google about what? You don't have to talk to Google about anything. We're here to handle it all for you. We're a Google Premier partner.
Oh.
Talk to Google about what?
Okay, well, I didn't know you said I had to talk to them about the...
No, you said you had to talk to them about getting Google Ads and about Google Business Profile and all that. I didn't say that. You said that. I can do it all for you from the click of a button.
Oh, well, geez. Well, then you're the person I need to talk to.
I am the person you need to talk to, Abe. Get it together, man. Get it together.
That's what I'm saying. I'm such an airhead.
Do you think I spent the last 35 minutes with you because I want to give you away to somebody else? No way, Jose.
Okay. Give me a price on moving up from where I'm at to where I can eliminate Angie's List, and I want to get all and everything on this website.
Okay.
I need to know a price. That way when...
You know what you're working for. You know what you're working towards. I got you. So
right.
The reoccurring payment is going to be the $149. So you need the local program. You need, and I can honor what you had before, okay, at $149. Okay? So the $149, the $250 application fee. So when you get that month together, that month is going to hurt a tiny bit because the $250, you got to bite the bullet on that. But that's going to get you approved, okay? And then once that happens, your reoccurring is only going to be the $149 and the $174. And when you have those two pieces of the puzzle together, you're going to spend way less than anything you ever spent on Angie's, and you're going to be way more satisfied. I can promise you.
So about $450?
No, okay. The first month to get set up, what you're looking at is about $4.
Okay.
And then reoccurring, you're looking at about $323.
$400 to set up, and what was the other one? I'm sorry.
$323 reoccurring.
$300.
But in the first, so the first month you're going to sign up, it's going to be the $400. The second month, you'll probably only pay the $150 because we have to go through and still get everything fixed up with the application. You're not charged for leads when you're not accepting them yet. So we only charge you for the lead budget once we get it set up. So if that takes 4 weeks, then you only pay the $150. If it takes 8 weeks, then you only pay the $150 for 2 months. But eventually, it's going to be the $323.
Okay. And then you guys do everything.
Everything.
And if I have problems or anything, I call
you. You could call me. Obviously, you like talking with me.
Yes, I do. You're a great big help, and I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so you better come back to me and get this program because this is going to help you.
Well, I don't know your number, and I don't know how to...
Well, I'm going to send it to you right now. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department, and I'm going to set you up for everything. You're going to love it, Abe. I know that Angie's can be super tough, and this is the thing, is you have to get away from them because there's a class action lawsuit against that company for the way that they've been practicing business for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to get away from them.
Okay, I got your message.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, hon.
You're welcome. When can I expect to talk with you again?
I'm hoping to do this here in the... Well, I got to collect money first. And
okay.
The first probably part I want to try to do is the $250. I want to say next week if I can do it right.
Okay.
I mean, right now I'm kind of struggling. My truck's getting ready to be repossessed because of this stupid. So I got to do something.
Okay.
And it seems like I'm going to go down a great good hill. So I just got to get rid of Angie's and see what this brings me.
Okay.
Now, I'm hoping I can get my colored hair back in, as in stop being so gray.
Right.
and get my natural color back in because I'm pulling
my hair.
You know
that doesn't happen, right?
Yes, I know.
It means you lost the pigment in your hair.
Well, then I must be pulling my hair out or something. So
well, that means you're bald. That doesn't mean you're missing your hair color. That means you're bald, my friend.
I ain't bald.
Well, that's good. Yes, but going crazy from trying to figure this out, I understand that absolutely. That can be, like, super duper tough. And I'm sorry that you're going through that. But if you can hang on enough to get this going, you're going to love it. And go in, go back into that dashboard and go over the different pieces. Remember when we looked at the website, make sure you've already served all of those clients, okay?
Right.
And go through and check and see. Maybe there's some more clients you can pick up through there. You never know.
Right. All righty. I'll let you go. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your patience.
My pleasure. I look forward to talking with you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye now.